It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Monday. It is October the 13th, 2025, and believe it or not, it said 60% chance of rain at 11 o'clock, and I see some dark clouds out there, but I was just outside. I don't see any rain, so maybe it's not going to rain. We are going to get to be around 86 degrees. Oh, what? Oh, you noticed the music change in the background? Well, I know it's not Friday, but my guest loves the Beatles. So please welcome our state senator, Hildy Angus, for Mojave County. Hi, Hildy. How are you?
Wow. Hello there. Happy Columbus Day. Christine Miller, I didn't hear any music.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to go into the phone today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so, well, happy Columbus Day. I will not say Indigenous People Day. We can have another day for them. Today is Columbus Day. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He sailed and sailed and sailed and sailed to find a place for me and you. Did you ever sing that song in school?
School's out here, I believe. City Hall is closed, but yet some banks are open, some banks are closed. Not everyone's...
Oh, I'm saying that song in 1400, we sang that song all the time in school, and that's why 60 years later I still remember it. It's like emblazoned in my head.
Yeah, I think as kids everybody loves a day off.
Yeah, exactly, you know. But it's also a great day. As everyone knows who follows me on Facebook, I am obsessed, as I should be, as we all should be, at what happened in the Middle East. Today's a great day. Will be long lasting, and Israel can just live in peace and mind their own business, which is what they always were doing when they were attacked on October 7th. The hostages are home. You know, I went to Israel about a month ago, and I haven't posted about it because I have such emotion about it, and I didn't want to do it with emotion. But now that this whole situation is calming down, so I went there. And from the time you get off the plane, all you see are the hostages, the faces of the hostages, the yellow ribbons, signs, bumper stickers, you know, things like that all over the country. That country believes in life, you know, and it didn't matter. They would have done the same. They would have done the same thing if there were one hostage left, you know.
Right.
Because Israel believes in life. And I think everybody sort of got to see that. And what, just can you imagine being a parent of one of these people that have been underground, tortured for 2 years, not knowing, and then today is the greatest day. I mean, kind of crying all morning and watching the great videos, because for the last 2 years it's been nothing but, frankly, propaganda and that kind of thing. So anyway, I'm in a very good mood today, as you can probably see. I'm in Phoenix. Everyone thinks that being a legislator is a part-time job, but it is not. It is really year-round, and it is it's a lot. And I guess like any elected job, you do how much you want to do, right? And I'll talk about this in a few minutes, but I'm down here taking meetings because I was appointed as the chairwoman of education, the committee, which is a huge job, and I'm not going to lie and say I'm an expert in education. It's actually the complete opposite. But what I'm doing down here now is meeting with people and figuring out what the issues that are going to come up next session. The session starts in January. And it's a big honor, and I'm going to try to do the best I can. And so if anybody out there has an issue that they really think needs legislation, please call me or email me, preferably, so I have it in writing. And we'll take it from there. But, you know, education is a very emotional topic, right?
I think so, too. And I know that...
Yeah.
Probably most of Mojave County might have seen you on TV in the last week.
From that Tollison hearing?
Yes, where you, I believe the superintendent was testifying in front of a Senate committee.
That was called JLAC, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and that is people from the House and Senate, and they hear an issue, and they vote on whether to tell the Auditor General to investigate or do an audit, you know, whatever she does. And this issue is so, I mean, I'm still reeling from it. Because it's one of those things you can't believe that this happens and it's still happening. It's one of those things. And, but we're going to set it right. It's a lot of, I hate this term, but a lot of moving parts, a lot of different issues within that district. But what it's going to come down to, what people are talking about, are superintendents. And it's not a problem up near us. And by the way, I want to congratulate Cole Young.
Yes.
Right? Oh, my, what, you know, down here, whenever I'm with education people, either a policy people or lobbyists or whatever, they always say, you have one of the best superintendents in your district. and I told him, I'm so proud, you know, because there are a lot of horrible school districts. There are a lot of very bad ones. And it's just very nice, and I congratulate him, and he's doing a fantastic job, and it's kind of a beacon of light for a lot of other districts who are kind of lost in the forest, you know.
I had Cole Young in the studio here a couple months ago, and I asked him, I said, how does a district, and I wasn't pointing at any special one because I think there's a few of them in the metropolitan area of Phoenix that are backwards. I mean, majorly backwards. They've got some huge deficits, and I'm like, how do you get that way? And he said, I don't know. When you do it the right way, you don't get that way.
Well, here's the deal. I'm just going to, because it's so interesting, and if people did see it on TV, can you hear me from speaker on speaker? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the superintendent, and it's called the Tollison School District. And what we found out in our committee is that his background is not education. It's finance. He was in school finance. I was not aware that you can become a school superintendent with no classroom experience. And I think that is trouble number one, right? Because if all you care about is money rather than students and education, there are going to be some problems. So put that aside for a second. Then there's another district called Isaacson, who we are already, they're being audited, and we have found out that they have misspent. I'm not going to say that it is illegal, but it's questionable at best. They've misspent a lot of money. So at the beginning of session last term, we were hit with this district that was basically bankrupt.
Right.
And what we were going to do. So while the legislature was kind of trying to figure out what to do, Tollison, superintendent, made an agreement with Isaacson to basically, it has to do with a building. They leased one of the buildings, and they gave him $25 million. There was so much wrong with that we can't even unpack it, right? What business is it of Tollison to take their taxpayer district money and give it to a totally different district?
Right.
It's got to be illegal. I mean, it's unethical at best. And again, this is what happens when you have people who are only interested in money.
Well, as you know, your other half is the chairman of the fire board. And as you know, the Fire Districts Association conducts 2 statewide meetings a year, and they have several classes, and they're designed for fire board members to learn how to be a fire board member and how to manage the chief and manage the district. Do we have that for schools?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Are those school board members going to those meetings?
They have to. They have to go to the meetings. It's required. Every year, I've never been on a school board, so if someone's a school board, they'd want to call and set us right. I don't know if it's just the first year or if it's every year. I'm going to say it's every year.
Okay.
But one of the problems for us was that it's always put on by the School Board Association, and some of the school board members in our district have some issues with them. I know one of them kind of dropped out. Again, I don't follow local school boards probably as much as I should, and I'm going to start. And again, I'm relying on my constituents to kind of give me answers to things that I wouldn't ordinarily know about. But so that's what I'm doing down here now, and it is going to be very time consuming. And when Warren Peterson, President Peterson, called me up and asked me to do it, we had a reorganization at the end of last session, and it was very stressful, to say the least. When I come home, if anyone wants to know a story, just call me up and I'll tell you what happened. But so that changed the configuration of some of the committees, and this committee was open. And when he called me and asked me to do it, I was very surprised. Because first of all, I'm a freshman, right? It's my first year. And I said to him, just so you know, it's not really my wheelhouse, education. And he's like, I know you can do it. You'll do a good job. And the more I think about it, because I've been telling people, I come in with a somewhat open mind, right? I mean, I'm for school choice, vouchers. I know that there are lots of discussions and controversy going on with these vouchers, but I'm not militant about anything. You know, I don't have children in the system, so I will listen to anyone. That's what I'm saying. You know, doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you. Doesn't mean I'm going to do what you want me to do, but I'll listen, because there are some people down at the legislature who just don't listen to other points of view.
Well, when you're back in Bullhead City, maybe you should have lunch with Carolyn Stewart and Cole Young.
I plan to. I already told Cole, but Carolyn has reached out, and I'm sure I will speak to her as well. But it was unexpected. But anyone who knows me knows my motto is, you only regret the things you don't do.
Right.
So, you know, it was an opportunity. Who knows if something like this will ever come again. And I tell people, what's the worst that can happen? I'm a crappy chairwoman, and next year nobody will remember me. that's the way it goes down here. You're very important while you're here, but you're gone, and no one remembers your name. And that's a good thing to remember when you're down here. You know what I mean? It's not all about you.
All right, at 20 past, let us take our first break, Hildy.
Okay.
And Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable internet, fiber internet. Call 928-444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where they want to remind you, it's all-you-can-eat fish Friday right after 3 o'clock. How much fish can you eat? And congratulations, Rick Griffiths, for Franchisee of the Year.
Yo! are going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Attention high school juniors. Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Life's unpredictable, and without the right legal documents, your loved ones could face expensive court battles and lost assets. Complete Legal Services' Mike Aldridge and Lisa Roach-Weidman make estate planning a simple and low-cost alternative to attorneys. Expert wills, trusts, and asset protection strategies ensure your legacy is secure, your wishes honored, and your family protected. Your future is too important to leave to chance. Visit GetTrust.com today. 928-854-7233. Complete Legal Services. Havasu.
Get ready to win in our $250,000 Ultimate Adventure Package giveaway at Aquarius in Edgewater. Play your favorite slots to win a 2025 Chevy Silverado 2500, a Momentum toy hauler, and a Polaris Expedition side-by-side. We'll draw 10 winners every Saturday in October, plus 10 more in a last chance drawing on November 1st. Each winner scores $500 in cash and a key certificate for the grand prize drawing on November 1st, where one winner takes it all at Aquarius. See True Rewards for complete details.
Every family's been touched by addiction, alcohol, drugs, or prescriptions. Now there's help right here in Mojave County. Revive Behavioral Health, a residential treatment program for men and women. Two separate facilities. Revive offers a certified professional team that helps adults end their addiction. Revive Behavioral Health assists adults to reach sobriety. If you know someone who can benefit from Revive Behavioral Health, call 928-296-8898. 928-296-8898.
The music today is from the Love program that you used to see in Vegas at the Mirage. That's no longer there. But the CD still survives. It is 23 past. And by the way, with Hildy on the phone today, you're going to have to text any questions you want me to ask her. So I'll give you the text line. This text line is good for Speak Out, Speak Out 2.0, and for Common Ground. Common Ground's on tomorrow. 9:10, and you can text that show, you can text Speak Out, you can text Speak Out 2.0. The number's all the same. Here it is, 928-727-5566. So if you need to text a question for Hildy, you go right ahead. Hildy, as you prepare to go back into session, what is that date, first of all?
It is the second week of January.
Oh, okay. So they're getting all this work out of you for free?
Oh, yeah. But it's in works because I have to pay to be down here.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to stay somewhere. I have this great Airbnb, and it's a great location, and I'm hoping I can get it for the next session. Because to me, it's all about location. I do not like driving. I do not like the traffic. You know, coming from New York and San Diego, I was kind of used to traffic, but 20 years in Bullhead City has disabused me of all of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, after you haven't been in traffic for a while, you have to kind of get used to it again, and I don't like it. So I try to live near enough where I can drive, you know, on side roads and not have to get on the highways in the morning.
Right. Because you never know if you're going to pick up a crash or something and get delayed, get late.
And it happens all the time. You know, we've had meetings that had to be, you know, postponed and
I can imagine.
So
when you go back into session in January, what are your main priorities of some of the things that you'd like to accomplish?
Okay. So last session, it was all about health and human services, and we did some stuff for that I'm very proud of for mental health, helped Mojave County with the situation. I think I talked about it last month on the show, about the fact that if somebody is deemed incompetent to stand trial and they're not restorable, right? There's a whole process.
Correct.
Where they see they're restored. They can't, the only thing the law allows them to do is to be put into a secure behavioral lock facility, like a hospital setting, but residential.
Right.
Sounds good, right? The only problem is we don't have any in Arizona.
Yeah.
And there was an underlying reason that nobody was able to fix. And I'm going to tell you, it was a very simple fix. Many years, you know, it's not like I came in and saved the day. A lot of people had, you know, worked on this before and changed the word and got it right. This was just the year it was going to happen. So I ran that bill and it got passed and she signed it and then there was some money attached to it. So hopefully we'll get some resolution in that. It's not going to happen immediately, but it's going to happen. I guess some other things for Health and Human Services that are going to help the rural areas. But now with education, I think a lot of what I'm going to be concentrating on is that one of the things I want to do is bring back last year, there was a bill, there were two anti-Semitism bills. One was the encampments. Do you remember in the beginning of, the year, there were these, on college campuses, there were these literal encampments.
Right.
Tents and put up tents and with the sole work of harassing, intimidating Jews.
Right.
And it was so inconceivable to me, you know. I mean, there's no other group that they would allow this for. But that's a whole other story for a whole other day. But this was what's happening. So somebody ran it and it was a no-brainer for me. You'd be surprised how many people voted no, even in our own party. But then she ended up, that's Governor Hobbs, ended up signing it. And a lot of people were surprised, but I wasn't surprised because it was really the universities. The colleges, they didn't want it.
Right.
You know, it's all politics. So they were too cowardly. I'll say this publicly, they were too cowardly to do it themselves. So they came to the legislature and asked us to do it, and we did it. And I'm sure they, behind the scenes, they talked to the governor as well. So that was do it was that. And then the other one was there's a lot of, let's say, bad history being taught in schools, and I've seen it. It's shocking. And so it's an education anti-Semitism law. So that was being ran last year, but there were some problems with it. I'll even admit that. There were some problems. So it actually passed, but the governor didn't sign it. So I want to bring that back, work with the governor's office to get something that we can all get behind. You know, that's what politics is.
Right.
That's why I love the county so much, is that it, you know, it's a smaller body and you can work together. You can convince somebody, and then you work it out. You change things to, and that's, you know, people say to me, when I first got here, I'm like, this is a really kind of bad way to make laws, right? I mean, we're here for 4 months. Everything is done so quickly. But, you know, I've learned is that the process actually works because most of the bills that get introduced do not pass.
Right.
And then it gets, it's just a different process of working through it, right? So the people who have problems with it, they can either put amendments on it, but more often than not, it just goes away, and then somebody picks it up next year and then puts all the different issues that were discussed. So there is a good process. So that kind of made me feel better. And that's what this is. This will be a bill that will pick back up, make some of the changes that we heard were the problems, and hopefully do that. This isn't education, but I want to do an anti-Sharia law bill. Now, some people out there are saying, oh, no, you know, she's doing all these, you know, things for Jews. Anti-Sharia law is for everybody.
Right.
It's happening. If anyone doesn't know what Sharia law is, I suggest you Google it and look it up. Texas just passed a law against it, and the federal government, Congress, has been talking about it, but I don't believe much is going to come out of that. I think it will be up to the states. So we'll start the process. Somebody told me that years ago they had started it, and then, like what I just told you, got kind of put away. So I'm going to see what's going on with that. We are going to do, like I talked about, the superintendent make some rules for the way boards can spend money, because what we found out, going back to the beginning of our conversation, in the Isaacson School District, they would take these retreats to, like, Vegas, the board, costing, like, $70,000, you know, because there's, you know, people, if there's no rule, people will take advantage. We all know that.
Right.
I'm not going to say we've all done it, but there has to be a rule,
okay.
Especially when if a school district is going bankrupt.
And they're spending taxpayer money.
Use of money.
And they're spending taxpayer money.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think if taxpayers knew, they'd be shocked. They really would. And when all this information comes out on this Tolleson superintendent, I think they're going to be shocked, too. So this Tolleson, I couldn't say, because he likes to sue people. We started talking about it. He already sued the chairman of the committee, my friend Matt Gress, for implying that maybe he was doing something. He didn't say it. He just implied that he's being sued. This is how this guy stays where he is. He sues. He is the highest paid superintendent in the state.
Wow.
He makes, are you sitting down, Larry? Take a guess how much you think. And it's not a huge district. You know, it's, I'm going to say it's still, you know, it's big, but it's not one of, you know, in the top two biggest. So how much do you think he makes?
I'll guess 220.
Up. Go up.
260.
470.
Holy cow! For a school district superintendent?
With all the benefit, and he's never had any classroom experience. I've heard from some people who have quit because of him, because they liked the way he was doing stuff. And they said, this is what stuck with me through this whole thing. They said that he said, he refers to students as assets.
Oh my gosh.
And I just said, what do you expect if you hire someone whose whole world is about money and finance? What do you expect is going to happen?
Right.
You have to have somebody who understands the classroom.
I agree. Let's take a break.
Maybe you can kind of do something. I mean, I've been sent a lot of different things. I think it is in the requirements, but I think any school board doesn't have to, you know, say they can go outside of the requirements. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good thing to me, but again, I'm gonna figure it out.
Investigator Hildy is on it.
Some of the issues, huh?
Investigator Hildy is on it.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
All right, let's take a break. It's 35 past the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking to borrow some money? Want to buy a lot or buy a house or a mobile? Call one number. Call Chad Hansen. He's got the key to the vault. His number is 928-288-2691. Now, we're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a skilled nursing facility. It's almost like a home-type setting. Stop by and check it out. 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City.
See how they run. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com. Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio, but our guest is live from Phoenix, our state senator, Hilde Angus. And we did get a text question that came in here. Hold on, let me bring it up. Here it is. With today being Columbus Day, and we're like Bullhead City is closed, but Havasu is open, do we have too many holidays, Hilde? How do you feel about that?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if we have too many. So Havasu is open, so it's up to the municipality.
Yes.
If they want to open or close, they get to choose their holidays. You know, I remember when I was at the county, it was Columbus Day, and somebody wanted to move Columbus Day to, and maybe this is what they did, like they wanted to make it a floating holiday so that people can sit, to move it, not to do Columbus Day, this is what it was, not to honor Columbus Day, but to move it to the day after Thanksgiving. So they get an extra day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I remember saying, again, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, he sailed and sailed and sailed and sailed. Not so bureaucrats can have an extra day off from work.
Right.
But there's a reason that we honor these people. Those who don't remember their past repeat it, right? And we're seeing a lot of it. That's why they're trying to erase our past. I think they're important. Do we have too many? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, and if you recall,
Havasu is open.
I'm not that much older than you, but if you recall, when you were young, you took off Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday.
Right. That's right. And they've combined them now.
Right. So it's like they mess with the holidays all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's important to have holidays to remember Yeah, so I'll leave that to people who know more than I do about it.
Okay. Water safety here on the river. You've lived in Bullhead for I don't know how long, but
20 years.
20 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So you're aware of the issues that we have with people driving watercraft that are not licensed or are not. Some of them have not even seen, like in Bullhead City, where we have the video they have to watch. Some of them have not even seen that. Is it time to change the ruling as to who can drive by themselves?
Yeah, Larry, thank you for bringing that up, too. I know you sent that information to Representative BCG myself. I've seen things that I can't even believe. It is the worst thing to see, like a little scrawny little kid with his eyes wide open with this massive machine under him. I've seen it, you know. I think it's something that we should visit and see. You know, I can already see the lobbyists coming. But to me, it's common sense. It's just common sense, right?
Well, you know, we don't give a two-year-old a bicycle without training wheels because we know he's going to crash it. So why do we give a 15-year-old a watercraft that has no brakes, and that 15-year-old doesn't even have a driver's license?
Yeah, I know. It is. It's simple. Let's see. I guess the first step would be to see if it's been done before, like I talked about, and see what the responses were, and take it from there. But, yeah, you know, we've discussed it during the break, and I'll talk to Leo tonight and see what he thinks.
Okay. I think it's something to consider when we look at the amount of collisions, and Leo might have some of the numbers from Lake Havasu and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Or Sheriff Definitely. Schuster with his Definitely. People in the canal. So where does this hearing go now that you were in last week, earlier this week, rather, or last week, no. What is the next step for that?
We did vote on to have the Auditor General do an audit, an investigation. And so we'll await. I know she said that she could start it right away. And so she will. Can I ask you something that I'm thinking about it? So you said it was on TV. So one of the things that they discussed about this superintendent is that he was obsessed with building a domed stadium. and he wanted to be the first in the state to have this, you know, enclosed stadium. And I was like, well, too late. He didn't do his research, you know. And, you know, I said everyone knows how I felt about the field house. Fantastic thing, but I didn't like the financing terms of it. And it's not something I think a school district should do, but it was just very, very funny to hear that and having my background in it. And so after we get the report from the Auditor General, and I assume it's going to be shocking,
right?
Then we will take it from there. But, you know, we're seeing this one after one, these school districts just, and again, I don't know if it's a function that a lot of times you have school boards, like you were saying about getting training, who don't really understand their responsibility.
Right. We did get another.
And it's a volunteer job, right? And it's a lot of flipping work.
Right. We did get another text question that came in, probably from Lake Havasu. It just says that, is there anything that the legislation can do with the Airbnbs and how many there are? I guess in Havasu they're snatching up some of the starter homes and turning them into air.
Yeah.
Is that something that the state legislature should look at, or more city?
Yes, we have been talking about it for years. Again, you know, it goes through the process. One of the ideas, you know, and I'll let Jeannie Kench, our assessor working within the state, she has some great ideas. And some of them I think are going to go through, and I think she's planning on doing on her own. But I'm going to let her speak to it. But yes, it is a huge issue down at the state, you know, especially in areas like Sedona, you know, the more tourist areas. It's a huge problem.
Well, and they're snatching up homes under construction and making it difficult for young families to buy a home.
Yes, that is true. There are some solutions. You know, a lot of Republicans talk about they want to get rid of, they think the answer to these sort of starter homes, not being able to afford starter homes, is to get rid of zoning. So anybody can have some land and stick something on there. Now, I am not in that camp. I believe in the importance of zoning for communities. We saw it. It's not like we don't know what happens. I've been watching San Diego go through this for the last, I'm going to say, 8 years. It starts with these ADUs, they call them grandparents, you know, units, granny flats, or like little casitas in the backyard.
Correct.
But then it grows, you know, and we're watching historic communities in San Diego be destroyed. And I don't like that either. So there has to be something in between. I don't know. But again, what it always comes down to is private property rights. But if you're renting out your home, or, you know, not your home, because your home would mean you're living there, but a house that you bought more than, let's say, 50% of the year, you're a commercial business.
Right.
You're a commercial business, and you should be treated as such through your taxes. We think that doing something like that might, you know, have some people, you know, not do it. I don't think so. But what I keep saying is if you're taxing people commercial, what's the next step? Like if I live next to a house that is running like a business, I'm going to say, well, you're taxing them as commercial, so why are they in my community that is not zoned commercial?
Right.
So I think these are issues that are going to come up, but yeah, it's not a small thing. A lot of people, a lot of mayors are trying to figure out how to do this. So we'll see.
Okay. Our water on the Colorado River seems to be something that everybody in the Phoenix metropolitan area wants.
Yeah. Last session, we thought we were going to be able to do some legislation on groundwater. I'm going to tell you that one of the reasons it didn't happen is because, frankly, we're not all on the same page. And that is a problem. I'm talking about in Mojave County, like our mayors, our board of supervisors, our legislators. And the only way you get things done is if you come to an agreement on what you want, and then you all work for it. And that's been a problem for several years. This year, it's going to be all about the Colorado River Compact. It is happening this year. We know that we're going to lose some of our allotment. And so all of it's going to be on. So we probably won't get anything in groundwater. It's not going to be talked about. Last year, there was something that passed. It's called Ads to Urban. And that's very interesting. I'll talk about that next time because it doesn't affect us, but the theory behind it might be used one day in our area. So there's so much going on and so many different, you know, entities that have a say in it and different needs, especially water. But if we don't do it, it's going to be done for us.
Right.
So we've got to take the lead on these things and be a cohesive voice.
All right, let's take our last break. It's 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. You can go there tonight and watch Monday Night Football. And if you want, because I think, well, it looks kind of dark outside right now, I think you can tee off tomorrow morning. Just go to LaughlinRanch.com and set your tee time. Also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. During the month of October, you can set your budget billing plan. So basically, you pay the same amount every single month. Call MEC for details, 763-1100.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
TWN Communications delivers fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet straight to your home with sustainable speeds and unlimited data you can count on. Choose a plan ranging from 200 megabytes to 2 gigabytes. Plus, MEC members receive discounts. Experience the difference with TWN 100% fiber internet and sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Get ready for Monday Night Madness in the Arrowweed Lounge. Every Monday evening, catch all the football action on the big screen. Win free play and prizes during the game. Plus, enjoy unbeatable drink specials and freebies. Here's the best part. No cover charge. Must be 21 or over and a valid one-card club card member to participate. Visit Player Services for full details. It's Monday Night Madness, only at the Avi Resort and Casino.
Life's unpredictable, and without the right legal documents, your loved ones could face expensive court battles and lost assets. Complete Legal Services' Mike Aldridge and Lisa Roach-Weidman make estate planning a simple and low-cost alternative to attorneys. Expert wills, trusts, and asset protection strategies ensure your legacy is secure, your wishes honored, and your family protected. Your future is too important to leave to chance. Visit GetTrust.com today. 928-854-7233. Complete Legal Services. Have a sue.
Oh, I think it's pouring outside right now. I can hear it in the studio. So we have some rain going on in Bullhead City. By the way, this Friday, I'm going to be off. Paul Lavoie and Speak Out are going to be live on location in Lake Havasu City during this hour. Hopefully there won't be no rain there because they're going to be outside. And then Monday, a week from today, we're going to have Desert Tromp. We're going to be talking about the Desert Tromp up in Golden Shores. And then also the Red Cross Kennel Kickoff, which is coming real soon. We're going to talk about that next Monday. We'll be back with Hildy Angus, our state senator, for another year. And then you're going to flip and run for the House?
I am. You know, we are one of the few districts that we all work together, and we get things done because we work together. I knew last year that that Representative Iacucci, this would be his last term. He thought perhaps he'd be able to be Speaker. That didn't work out, but I was happy to help him out because Representative Iacucci is in the beginning of his career, and he's a remarkable, very good. I say this all the time. He is a great politician in the best definition of the word. He knows how to work with people. He knows when to hold them, when to fold them. He's a very good legislator. So I was happy to help him out. Now I go to the House. The difference is I thought Representative Gillette was going to be there, but he's not. So there'll be two open seats, and we have quite a few people running for them. I'll leave that to you guys. But if you want to contact me, if you want to contact me about anything legislative, you can either call me, 928-201-5967. Better to text than that number. Better to reach me. If I don't recognize the number, I'm not going to answer it.
Right.
And or email me, hangius@azleg.gov. If it's anything to do with my run, it is hildy4az@gmail.com. And those are the places to get in touch with me. I want to thank everybody for your support and your ideas. And I hope you believe I'm doing a good job. I'm working really hard.
Thank you, Hildy. All right.
Thank you so much, Larry.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. That's our super. And by the way, if you didn't get that email or that text or her phone number, text me on my line. 928-201-3313, and I'll be more than happy to give you that information. I have it on my phone, and obviously she's not afraid to give out her cell phone, which is pretty cool to have a state senator that will just say, call me. You got a question? You got a concern? Give me a call, and she'll take care of it. There is an enormous amount of things going on this week. If you didn't notice, we're getting close to Halloween already. So I'm going to take a few minutes here and talk to you about the community calendar. Let's start off tomorrow. There is a personal safety presentation by Lori Duggins from the Bullhead City Police Department. She's their community services officer. And this is at the Colorado River Museum in Bullhead City, 6 p.m. If you have any questions, call the museum, 754-3399. And on Wednesday in Kingman, and I hope they don't have any rain, I don't think so, it's the Walk Away from Drugs. And that is put on by the Kingman Meth Coalition. And there's a couple different locations. You can start at Smith's and Mother Road Harley, and you end up at Firefighter Park, or you can start at Firefighter Park also, three locations to start, and you all end up at Centennial Park. Any questions? It starts at 5:30. Call 753-5561. And then there's, here comes the weekend. Friday we have a ribbon cutting at Legacy Foundation, the new Youth Services Center at 1940 Aztec, and that's at 2 o'clock. Any questions, call Legacy, 758-7013. And so much going on in the studio that I don't even have a guest right now. It's pouring down rain. The people in here are all looking out the window, and people are texting me. Also, on Friday night, we have music and mocktails and a river concert at the Senior Center in Bullhead City, Senior Enrichment Center, from 2 to 5. And any questions, call, send an email to theriverconcerts@gmail.com. And let's see. Then we have Friday night also a My Kid, which is the name of the organization, Trunk or Treat, 810 Gemstone, 6 o'clock till 8. Call My Kid if you have questions, 704-9113. And then also the Bridge to Bridge First Responders Appreciation Day is this Sunday, and that is in Mojave Valley Legacy Community Park, 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock. It's put on by the Realtors Association. You can call them at 758-4808. We have a pet Halloween costume contest for the Black Mountain Canine Search and Rescue, and that's at Cal Ranch on Sunday also from 2 to 5. Any questions, call Donna, 928-201-7622. And a Halloween bash at the Boys and Girls Club from 3 to 6. Call the Boys and Girls Club, 763-1411. And finally, Creative Care Foundation is having a vintage and vibe car show at Rotary Park on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Call Megan, 718-4552. That's going to can for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.